Unit 3, Internet World.
2. Listening.
Buying a computer.
Dialogue 1.
Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
I want to buy a computer. Could you give me some advice?
Okay. What are you going to use it for?
Oh, I really want one for home use.
The first things you should think about are the processor and the RAM.
How to choose the screen size?
If you are going to use the computer for watching movies, a big screen is important. But if it's meant for home use only, a smaller screen will do.
I'm studying on IT, so I want to do some homework on it. Is it suitable to buy a laptop?
It's okay.
Thank you.
Dialogue 2.
Listen to the dialogue and repeat.
You've been staying online for quite a long time. What on earth are you doing?
I'm surfing the internet, emailing my friends, chatting.
I only know you are killing time.
You never know how amazing the cyber world could be. You can tour around the world without even stepping out of the door. You can get your mails in no time. There are just too many wonders.
Is it really that fascinating?
Of course. Why not have a try?
Well, but you'll have to teach me.
All right. No problem.
B.
Listen again and tick the things John thinks we can do online.
5. Reading.
Wi-Fi makes personal information available.
Many of us enjoy Wi-Fi service because it connects us to the internet. However, do you know that once your phone has been connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot, your personal information could be open for almost everyone to see? There are about 229 million Wi-Fi hotspots in China, among which about 80% can be easily broken into by hackers. To protect your personal information online, it is better to turn off the Wi-Fi automatic connection on your phone. And you should never connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot that doesn't have a password. Try to set complex passwords for your online accounts and use a security app on your phone to protect your information.
8.
The joy of English.
The computer. The computer is the marvel of the machine age. In the 1940s, the computer was invented, and it was certainly much simpler than today's computers. The modern computer can make a complex calculation in a few seconds. It also can control a whole company's management. It even has the ability to think and deduce. The computer has found wide applications in many fields. It is used not only in industry, but also in agriculture. The computer saves much money and manpower for human beings. It can even be used to help you find a wife or a husband, or help you develop your personality further, and even tell you what you should and should not do. Though the computer has many advantages, it can never replace our human brains. After all, it was human beings that invented the computers. It must be controlled by man.